My story today is about a raven. Every boy likes ravens. You remember the Bible says a lot about ravens. But this isn't really altogether a Bible story about ravens. It's the story of a very rich man who had a dog, a pet dog, a fine Newfoundland dog, and he had a pet raven called Blackie. Well, one day he was driving in front of his hotel room, and he accidentally ran over the foot of his Newfoundland dog, and he felt terrible. So he bandaged up the foot, the crushed foot, and he took the dog and he put it in his barn at the farm, and he wanted to look after the dog well until he got better. And the pet raven, Blackie, he was always around, hopping around, showing his interest in things, seeing how he could help or what he could do. So Roger the dog was tied up in the corner of the barn all night, and all the while Blackie watched over him in the kindest possible manner. He went in and out, and if Blackie needed something, he'd go and he'd wake up the master so that he could get it for him. Or if there was a bone out in the yard and Blackie was hungry, the old raven would go out and bring a bone, and he would feed that dog. One night the stable door was closed, and Blackie couldn't get in. So he picked away at the bottom of the door, and by morning he had a hole nearly large enough to get in through. The story of Blackie reminds me of another raven who brought food to the prophet Elijah in the Bible in a time of great need. And it reminds me of another verse in the Bible that says, "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, yet God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than ravens?" Remember, boys and girls, the Lord looks after the ravens, and the Lord is interested in you. He's provided a wonderful salvation, a wonderful feast for your soul in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you would come to the Savior, tell Him that you're a sinner, and receive Him and trust Him as your Savior, you'd surely be saved. And you'd surely go to heaven. Consider the ravens. God looks after them. Consider yourself. The Lord has made provision for you. Trust the Savior and be saved right today.